WWBC, and thank you for taking 30 minutes of your day today. Let's get this day going here with some preaching out of the Word of God. It's actually, not only is it a historical look, it's quite prophetic as well, where we're at here today. We're in the book of 1 John. Let me read the text to you today, because we have a couple of minutes. We only have 18 minutes left of this sermon, and I just wanted to read to you what you're going to hear today. Out of 1 John chapter 2, verse 18, John says, "Little children, it is the last hour." Now, that's the sermon I preached 2 weeks ago. You can look that up if you want to hear that next, or if you've already heard it, the last hour. How John, what's the difference between me saying that and someone else saying that? You see, certain scriptures had to be fulfilled first, like Israel becoming a nation again, or the whole world full of pestilence, or nation, or ethnic group rising up against ethnic group. You see, certain things have to be in place. That's why Jesus said, when you see all of these things, then recognize my return is near, even at the doors. That's why you can't look at this and it hasn't happened and then you turn into an atheist. Because you got to know the Word of God. There are things that all prophecies, every jot and tittle in the Word of God must be fulfilled, and it will. Now let me go on here. Little children, it is the last hour. As you have heard that the Antichrist is coming, even now many Antichrists have come, by which we know it's the last hour. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that none of them were of us. Verse 22, who is a liar but he who denies that Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist, who denies the Father and the Son. Whoever denies the Son does not have the Father either. He who acknowledges the Son has the Father also. There's a lot there. He who denies that Jesus is the Messiah, he is Antichrist, who denies Father and Son. That is a wide swath from 2,000 years ago to perhaps your mother or your sister or your son, or your Muslim friend, or your Jewish friend. He who denies that Jesus Christ is the Son of God is infected with this spirit. Or we can call here today's lingo to get a good understanding of this. They've been vaccinated. And when you get a vaccine for something, let's think of the flu. That won't make anyone. Everyone knows about the flu and the vaccine for the flu. When you get vaccinated for the flu, they give you a little bit of the flu to help you fight it during the season when it comes on. Now, likewise, these here have been vaccinated. So guess what? The devil has given you a little bit of. That's the backdrop for coming into the end of the age. When we look at the Antichrist in this text, he sits, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 3, the Apostle Paul writes, he sits as God. And there's some audio you might not hear on this sermon because I grabbed a seat and I sat on it. The Antichrist sits as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Now I ask the question, who's your daddy? Who do you have on the inside of you? If you'd like a copy of this sermon, again, you can go to my website, wgodradio.com. It's much easier these days to download the app. It's free, WGOD Radio. It's a little blue crown. You can't miss it. The sermon's up there. You can share it with someone that you know. Listen to it from there. Island Community Church, FL, is the church app. The services are live on there at 10:30 every Sunday morning, Wednesday nights at 6 o'clock, midweek Bible study. We just started the book of Romans yesterday. So that's where we're at. Let's hear the end of this message now. Who's your daddy?
Okay. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 3. It says, let no one deceive you by any means. For that day, that's the day of Christ, the day of this rapture we believe in. Because Jesus says he's coming again to receive us unto himself so that where he is, there we may be also. We know, we believe that. He's coming back again. He has said so. So that day, when that happens, will not come unless, all right, here's his list of two things that have to happen first before he can come back. Number one, the falling away comes first. What's that? It's a falling away from the faith. Something's going to happen here on earth that's going to cause a mother of all falling aways. Revelation chapter 13 says that people won't be able to buy and they won't be able to sell, except if they receive a particular mark. Greek word karagma means an identifying mark or a tattoo. This is another sign that you'll know, not only COVID, but when the time comes when you're going to need a tattoo in order to go out here and buy or sell. This is Jesus' sign so that you'll know his return is near. Kind of makes the hair stand up on your arm, doesn't it? See, I believe that. I've said it all along, but I really believe it now, that we are living in the time that Jesus is coming back in our lifetime. And as a church, I want to see us busy doing his work here. We're all loaded for bear. Your friends all want to know. Family wants to know. People want to know. What in the world? Who's got an answer for all this? If someone asks you, who's got an answer for the COVID all around us? They've just opened the door for you. They're attentive. See, I preached that for 20 years and people want to throw me out. That's got nothing to do with us. How does SARS have anything to do with us, they'd say? How does Ebola, big deal, guy gets on an airplane, some Ethiopian somewhere character. What's the big, that doesn't affect me. You see, God's got everyone's attention now. People are attentive to the message that you have to give them. That's the time that we're living in, and I pray we would be busy about his work here. It's a great opportunity here among us here now. Okay. Let no one deceive you by any means, for that day will not come unless the falling away comes first and this man of sin is revealed or unveiled, the son of perdition, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God or that is worshiped. Now, look what he does. He says, he sits as God. He sits as God. Say it, 10 times to yourself. He sits as God. He sits as God. He sits as God. I'm talking about denying Jesus Christ. You've been infected with a spirit. And when you're infected and when you're vaccinated with something, they give you a little bit of what it is that you don't want to get. So now you got over here, a man over here, in your lifetime probably, sitting as God, showing himself, meaning he's going to say, I am God. And you, not you, praise God, those that deny the Father, those that deny the Son, those that are too busy for Jesus, those who think religion is just a crutch and they've got no time for weak-willed, weak-minded people that hope. All of those and the Stephen Hawkings out there. They got a little bit of this guy in themselves. He sits as God in the temple of God, whether or not that's the Vatican or they rebuilt the temple, showing himself that he is God. And guess what? You've got his nature on the inside of you by denying him. That's why I called a sermon what I did, "Who's Your Daddy?" Here he is on his throne. And not only that, if you deny the Son, I hereby guarantee that without a miracle, you too will bow the knee to the man that's on that seat right there. Guarantee it. Look at this verse, a few verses down here, verse 9. Same place, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 9. It says, "The coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan, with all powers, signs, and lying wonders." He's going to deceive people. Like David Copperfield deceives people with an elephant vanishing under a sheet. Lying wonders. And with all unrighteous deception among those who perish. Look at the next word. Because. That's just telling you why it happens. Because they did not receive the love of the truth that they might be saved. Who's that, church? Who's the truth? It's Jesus. So think about it. Question for Island Community Church and those watching. Why do people perish at the end of the age? They refuse love. The love, L-O-V-E. They refuse the love of the truth that they might be saved. Eye-opening, shocking truth today. People are not going to hell because they refuse. They're going to hell because they refuse the love of Jesus Christ, who already died for all their sins. All you got to do is call on the name of the Lord and receive what he's already done. That's why when he died, he got out his little thing they put on a mortgage and they put on there, tetelestai, which meant paid in full. That's what the Greeks would stamp on a mortgage. When you paid it all off, translated in English, it is finished. He's done all the work. All you got to do is receive him. He's done all the work. Okay. Now, for this reason, verse 11. For this reason, that is refusing love, saying no to the Savior who died for you in your place, took your sins upon himself, died in your place on the cross, took your sins and the penalty of death, put it on himself, and died for you for the purpose that he loves you. God loves you. That's the message, the crime hanging over humanity today is that God loves you. See, that's the great deception. Everyone is snowed. God loves you. He loves you so much that he sent his son to die on the cross in our place. And that by receiving him and calling on the name of the Lord, you and I are, we're not going to be in this group. We're going to be in another group. For this reason, look what's going to happen to everyone else we just mentioned. It's out of the word. It's not me. Listen to what it says. God will send them a strong delusion. Of all the people you could be deluded and deceived by, you could be deceived by your husband, your wife. You could be deceived by a politician who's running for office. God will send them a strong delusion. Look at the reason why. It says, so that they should believe the lie. See, same lie. Same lie that your friends believe. Maybe it's the same lie that your mother or your father believed. The same lie the Jews and the Muslims believe. Oh, Jesus is just a good guy. Yeah, he's descended from Abraham. He's a good guy, but he's not the Son of God. The same lie. So that they will believe the lie. Actually, what the lie is, the man sitting right here. The lie is these three words. Antichrist is God. That's the lie. And not only that, God's going to make you believe it. I just read it to you. It's not me. It's not my opinion. My opinion is Jesus is coming back in my lifetime. The Word of God says God is going to force everyone out here that denies Jesus. God is going to force you to believe, if you're alive at that time, he's going to force you to believe the man sitting here is God. He sits as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. And if you refuse Christ, you'll believe it. For this reason, God will send them a strong delusion so that they should believe the lie and so that they all might be condemned, or the King James says, they all might be damned, who did not believe the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. See, God wants you to see. What are we talking about here? Look, God wants you to see the repercussions of not believing in Jesus Christ. You guys heard it all. I know you guys got to go to work. End of the story is God wins. Believe in Jesus Christ while it's called today. Before you get into your car, call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and you'll be all right. Everyone else I'm going to make suffer for another 10 minutes. Or I could say, all that because you don't believe that the Messiah has come yet. All of that for what? It cost you nothing. It cost him everything. What does it cost you to call on the name of the Lord? Think of all the damage that could happen for you calling on the name of the Lord. Number one, God forgives you of all your sins. Number two, God's got amnesia with your sins. God forgets your sins. Oh, what a terrible thing. Who wants that? You see, if you think that way, you've been deceived. Someone has helped you get to that position. And you've got the power over that by calling on him. It'll shatter and break that power that he's got on you, snowing you not to understand this truth. That's why Jesus said in John 8:32, then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Hallelujah. That is good news. Now, for those maybe watching or hearing on the radio, let me give you just a couple of little tidbits, because the power of God resides in the Word of God, not in me. So we know that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. See, that's where the power, not in me blowharting all these, it's in telling you the truth and reading the Word. The Word of God is powerful. It's quick and powerful. John 3:16. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. You might not see anything, but there's power in when I read that. It's dynamite. It explodes, it breaks the scales that are on unbelievers' eyes. It's not in me telling you, call on the name of the Lord before it's too late. It's me telling you, God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him would not perish. That's where the power is. Or this, for with the heart one believes unto righteousness. That means God takes out that giant gavel. The word righteous means to be called, declared not guilty by God in his court. Righteousness. Imagine that. His big gavel. He takes his gavel and he goes and he says, Robin, not guilty of everything you've ever done. By the way, what did you do anyway? I seem to have forgotten, Robin. That's good news. Stephen Hawking would want that too. Or any Stephen Jobs or anyone else. But they've been deceived. That's why when they said to Jesus, what'll be the signs? What'll be the signs of your coming? What'll be the signs of the end of the world? He says, take heed that no one deceives you. That's my message today. Call on the name of the Lord and you will be saved. There's power in the word of God. God doesn't want you deceived. I've been studying this book nigh on 25 or 30 years. And I believe with all my heart that Jesus is coming back. What I like to say, on my shift and on my watch. Are you ready for his return? Who's your daddy? You see, you can change daddies, really, is what I've got written, but we're out of time. I'm going to say goodbye here. You can change daddies today. You can become an adopted son of God by doing what we just said. Call on the name of the Lord. And you can change daddies today. Jesus said to the Pharisees, you are of your father, the devil. That doesn't have to be your destiny. You've got the power to change yours by calling on Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you for your word. Thank you.
We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio. And on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.
Have I told you about Boaters Exchange? Boaters Exchange is a family-owned boat store in Rockledge on US 1, right next to Rockledge Gardens. From Melbourne to Titusville, from Merritt Island to the beaches, Boaters Exchange serves the local community with boating supplies, boats, and world-class service as well. Boaters Exchange is a proud corporate sponsor and underwriter of the radio ministries of WMIE. They are available at 638-0090. Boaters Exchange was recently named one of the top 100 boat dealers in North America, and they are the only 5-star dealer in Brevard. Once again, Boaters Exchange at 638-0090, 321-638-0090. We'll be right back.
This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5.
My life, my everything. These riches are dust beneath my feet. 'Cause Jesus, you're all the world to me.